Disney movie music. We all love it. But do we talk enough about the people who write it? So today, it's Disney DJ, the Composer Edition. And we're going to celebrate some of our favorite music creators, Alan Menken, the Sherman Brothers, and Randy Newman. And when the music is in the air, maybe it's just time to do some castle karaoke. So let's do some singing. All this and so much more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks
podcast.
We present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do we like theme parks podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
We like theme parks.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other really fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Oh, we're going to sing. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and karaoke queen from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Miriam, are you ready to do some singing, girl? Yeah.
I got to warm up.
And of course, we're joined, as always, by comedian Diz Nerd and Grammy Award runner-up. It's Mark Andrada. Mark, a chanteuse. Mark, how are you, my friend? You ready to
sing? Yeah, man. Things are great. Feeling good.
Feeling good? Ready to give us some sweet jams?
Nope. It's going to be bad. I'm going to do a bad job.
It's going to be great. All right, friends. We have a super fun show planned today. And we're going to celebrate some of the, in our opinion, the greatest Disney composers ever. And there's been so many of them. But today we're going to just focus on a few. Maybe we'll talk about some other ones, but we're going to celebrate the ones we really enjoy. And we're going to do it right now with a little Disney DJ.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's Disney DJ, the Composer Edition. So what we did is we each picked a composer that we really like. I ended up with Randy Newman was my guy. And
Did you choose Randy Newman?
Well, I was going to do a bunch of other people, and then...
You had Lin-Manuel Miranda at your disposal.
But Lin-Manuel's only done like one or two things, right? And same with the Lopez's.
Okay, change my mind about Randy Newman.
Okay.
You don't like Randy Newman?
Randy Newman has done so much stuff. So originally I was going to do a bunch of different guys, but then when I realized how much stuff Randy Newman did, I really like Randy Newman. So I went with it.
Okay.
Well, we'll see how
you know what? I only know the one thing that Randy Newman did.
Yeah, so me too. I think that's what I'm judging off of just the one song.
Well, we'll have a fun time learning about some new songs that Randy Newman might have
done. I'll say this though. It's open a good song, right?
Open my horizons here.
I want to open your eyes to Randy Newman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Mark, who did you get?
The Sherman Brothers.
Ah, yes. And Miriam, how about you?
I got the Disney Renaissance master, Alan Menken.
Oh, Alan Menken in the house. Yeah, that guy's my fave.
Alan Menken is in the house?
Yeah. Well, he's not actually here, but mind you, he's been doing a lot of like Skype shows. I saw him on like, I think it was Rosie O'Donnell and singing like all his jams on piano. It was pretty cool. All right. So what we're going to do today in the Disney DJs, we're going to go around the horn. Everybody's going to give you their top three tracks from their favorite composer. And we're going to kick things off with Mark and his main dude. It's the Sherman Bros.
Okay, so I think I did this wrong and I chose some deep cut tracks, not... I mean, because the Sherman Brothers, everybody knows, like you can do, you know, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Obviously is going to be, if this is our top three, then number one, two, and three are going to be great big beautiful tomorrow kind of for me.
Well, just pick your faves, man. Whatever. They give me some deep
but
cuts.
Also, they also wrote the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Yes.
They wrote It's a Small World. I mean, it's endless. They wrote Mary Poppins. They wrote, you know, I mean, I could just go on and on.
You should.
So I didn't do that. I thought we were doing like deep cuts.
Just give me the deep cuts, man.
Yeah, well, I like chose deep cuts. So I might be doing this differently than
buddy,
you. Sorry.
It's like when we go to the deli, I want the deepest
Alan Menken, I don't think he has a deep cut. So Sherman Brothers have so many songs.
No? You can think of any Alan Menken deep cuts?
No.
I can't.
No. I can. I think, how about the compass? What is the Japanese song?
The Japanese song?
Really?
I don't know of what you speak.
So should I go first with Alan Menken? Compass to your heart or compass of your heart is the English version of the soundtrack to the Sinbad ride in Tokyo Disney Sea, which Alan Menken wrote.
I haven't been there, so I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, it's a deep cut.
Alan Menken wrote that?
Alan Menken wrote it, man. There's a video of him singing it.
Well, it's not on my list because I've never ridden that ride.
Well, that song exists and it's awesome.
Okay, so a deep cut Alan Menken has.
Yeah, there's one, yeah. I mean, if you want, I can sing it for you.
Please. I'd love it.
Well, I'm not prepared.
No, we're ready.
We're ready.
I don't know all the lyrics and stuff. All right, let me look at the lyrics. This is seriously happening? Okay, hold on.
You offered and then you took the offer away?
Well, now I look like a schmuck. It goes something like this. Lift your sails to the heavens and fly on the breeze. Steer straight towards a horizon and seek brand new seas. Life's awaiting you out there, and if you sail true, you may find a priceless treasure out there too. And it goes on and on, but in Japanese, of course. And the Japanese is like Japanese, Japanese, Japanese. And they say compass of your heart in English. So, you know, The people that don't speak Japanese on the ride can go.
My internet actually went down. So I might need you to sing that again if you can.
You're being a dink. I know it didn't go down. I'll give you the chorus.
Oh, no.
And the chorus goes, life is the greatest adventure. There is no map. There's no chart, but if you seek life's great treasure, here's the name of the song, Follow the Compass of Your Heart, written by Alan Menken. Deep cut, you know, Disney fans. Check it out, Sinbad on Tokyo Disney Sea.
Dear listener, I want you to know that it is 2 a.m, Chris's time, and his children are asleep while he belts this out.
They're not asleep anymore. All right, let's get this cooking. So we're starting with Mark and the Sherman Bros with a deep cut?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it is a deep cut.
Well, deep cut me, man. Let's go.
This first cut is the deepest. It's Meet the World. This was an attraction at Tomorrowland in Tokyo Disney until 2002. It was kind of like the Carousel of Progress, but instead of the stage being in the middle, it was on the outside. So the audience went into the middle and sat facing out and rotated and watched the stage that way, which gave us a bigger stage is what it did. And there's a bunch of projection in it. You can see the whole show online. It's on YouTube. You YouTube it, you can find it. But the thing that I like about this song, it's kicking in, is that there's a real city pop aspect to it. Do you guys know city pop? The genre of music, city pop? It was like Japan's response to like 80s adult contemporary in America.
Oh.
So it's very adult contemporary in its tone, except it's like the Japanese spin on it. It's not the most accurate description of city pop, but that's my description of city pop.
Wow.
I mean, those jazzy vocals.
This is so jazzy.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there's a little, it's almost Manhattan Transfer, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
Meet the World, so that's my first choice.
That was Mark with the Sherman Bros. We're moving over to Miriam. Alan Menken, what you got, girl? What is some of your favorite, maybe deep cut, or just some of your personal faves for Alan Menken?
I didn't do deep cuts because Alan Menken only has the one. Yeah. So.
He's just got hits. Go.
Straight up hits. Hits, baby.
Hit machine. So my first one is One Jump from Aladdin.
Yes.
Gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can't afford. That's everything. One jump ahead of the lawmen. That's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke.
Rat, rat. Street rat. Take that.
Take that.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, Aladdin obviously has many good songs, but I think this is the best one. Just really gets the movie going, and Aladdin is so cheeky during this part.
Yeah.
You know, he's like leaning Aladdin. Up against these guards and then running away, and the whole city kind of hates him and adores him at the same time. It's very funny.
Yeah, I mean, Aladdin is just straight hits. Every song is a hit on that.
But
I mean,
there's some rough lyrics in this one. Like, what's that? The just a little snack, guys, and then the guards say, "Rip him open, take it back, guys." Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Alan Menken didn't care about scaring children.
I never thought about it that way. I will also say
this is also one of my favorite reprises of any song, and that's the One Jump reprise.
Riff raff, street rat, I don't buy that. If only they'd look closer, would they see a poor boy? No siree. They'd find out there's so much more to me.
A quick story. In college, I had an indoor-outdoor cat, and he was real garbagey looking. his name was the Great Catsby, or Cat Scott Fitzgerald, but he was, like, really gross. And he had, like, a notch taken out of his ear, you know, because he was indoor-outdoor, so people wouldn't pick him up and try and neuter him again. He also would just, like, get in constant fights out in the street, and so every time I would bring him inside, I would, like, pick him up and I would sing that song to him because he was a total street rat. that song just makes me laugh every time because I would sing. I felt like he was Aladdin, but, like, way less charming.
And more furry, too.
Mm-hmm.
A little less ears. Menken is a legend. Legend. But speaking of legends, I have a legend, too. Have you ever heard of this Randy Newman guy? I mean,
no, never heard.
I kind of like his stuff. Randy Newman, I feel like, is underestimated here in the canon of Disney composers. Because, like, when you think of more of the modern composer, I know the first thing you think of is Lin-Manuel Miranda, or you think of the Lopez's, but they haven't done that much. Like, they're doing more, obviously. But Randy Newman has kind of got some staying power. He's been around a long time. Sherman Brothers Menken is top shelf. But Randy Newman is just underneath, in my view. I think Lin-Manuel and the Lopez's will probably surpass him at some point. But right now, 2021, Randy Newman's right up there. Let me give you guys a Randy Newman track that you might not know is a Randy Newman track.
Please.
And he wrote the music, surprise, surprise, for my second favorite Disney animated film. It's a little something-something called Princess and the Frog, yo.
What you wear, how many rings you got on your finger? We don't care, no, we don't care. Don't matter what
you're back.
Don't even matter what you are. A dog, a pig, a cow, a goat, got them all in here.
We got them all in here.
And they all knew what they wanted.
Yeah, what tell me you guys had any idea that Newman wrote the stuff from Princess and the Frog.
I did know that. I forgot.
Yeah.
As soon as you said it, I was like, right, he did. That's right.
Yeah.
I had no idea,
but it makes sense, right? Like, this is his brand, like this jazzy, bluesy. This is him in a nutshell. And find me a song on this movie that's no good. They're all hits. They're all bangers. Love it, love it, love it. Randy Newman, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Randy. That's my guy. And that's my number three track. Sending it back up to you, Mark, with the Sherman Bros. Track number two.
Okay. Okay, so this one is a bit more of a hit that I think some people would know. Although maybe not everybody, but who knows. It's a Winnie the Pooh song, or it's from Winnie the Pooh. And stop me, I may have used this on the podcast before. So sorry if I have. But I do love this song, and I used to have it on a 45 record when I was a little kid. And I loved it then, and I still love it now. And it's on a regular rotation playlist on my Spotify. And it's called The Rain, Rain, Rain Came Down, Down, Down.
Oh, yes.
The rain, rain, rain came down, 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 in rushing, rising rivets, till the river crept out of its bed, crept right into Piglet's. Poor Piglet, he was frightened with quite a rightful fright, and so in desperation a message he did write.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just...
So cute.
I like cute things. I like cute music. I like cute food. And this song is super cute.
It's really cute.
It's adorbs. Totally, totally.
You know, the Sherman Brothers are kind of cute.
I know. They really are.
They're adorable.
They make really cute earworms.
Have you guys watched their documentary on Disney Plus yet?
No.
No, it's... I keep saving it.
You need to watch it. It's so good. Yeah, it's my favorite documentary on there.
I have a friend who doesn't even know who they are or really care, but he likes documentaries, and he watched it and texted me right afterwards. I was like, I didn't realize, because he knows I like them. And yeah, he was going on and on how good that doc was.
It's really, really good. I love that song.
I'm going to watch it now that you mentioned it. That's a beautiful song. That's the 1977 flick, I think, the Winnie the Pooh.
The original.
The original. Yeah, the OG. That's pretty great. All right, we keep on moving forward. These Disney composer legends. Miriam, what's your second favorite Alan Menken track? Is it the one from Japan?
No. I think a lot of people are thinking I'm about to pick a Beauty and the Beast song, but they would be completely wrong because that movie is not my favorite.
It's Little Mermaid.
I'm picking one from a movie that I wasn't aware of until today that Alan Menken wrote the songs for, and that is from Rapunzel, Tangled, and it's I See the Light.
Oh.
All those days watching from the windows, all those years outside looking in, suddenly I see, standing here, it's all so clear, I'm where I'm meant to be, and at last I see the light, and it's like the fog has lifted, and at last I see the light.
I have such a crush on Mandy Moore. Oh, she's the cutest. She's the
okay.
What? I can't have a crush. What? You can talk about the Winter Soldier all day long. I can't talk about him anymore. This is brutal. Brutal. Unfair.
I was just about to talk about how it's... I mean, you knew I was going to throw in a love song. And this one is probably the best one.
It's beautiful.
By far in any Disney movie. And every show that Disneyland or Disney World uses this song in, they always have the lanterns on the castle or on the backdrop of Fantasmic. Because they added a Tangled float to our Fantasmic in Disneyland, and it is the prettiest visuals for any love song ever.
Yeah.
So I just love it. And when they start singing together, and it's also like her dream is now fulfilled, like because she's seeing the floating lights, it's so perfect. In 3D, it was mind-blowing, that scene. So.
All right. Wow. Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I saw it in the theaters 3 times just because of this scene in particular.
Scene's killer. And Shazam singing too. Beautiful.
Oh, I love
it. Yeah, an amazing choice. A great song. But let's talk about Randy Newman. Did you know that Randy Newman did the music for James and the Giant Peach, A Bug's Life? Well, you're probably going, I did not know that. Yeah, lots of like non-Disney movies too, like a ton of them. And his big start, you know what his big foray was to get in was Ragtime. He worked on Ragtime. That's crazy. But anyway, here's my next Randy Newman track, if you're digging on some Randy Newman. This is probably one you know, but not the one you're thinking. He's the guy from, obviously, Monsters, Inc., and he actually won an Academy Award for this one. It's If I Didn't Have You from Monsters, Inc.
If I were a rich man with a million or two, I'd live in a penthouse in a room with a view. And if I were handsome,
no way
it could happen, 'cause dreams do come true. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Wouldn't have
nothing if I didn't have Wouldn't have nothing if it... Come on, John Goodman singing the blues. Nothing. Love it. I mean, you guys know this is Randy Newman, yeah? Yes, sir?
Yeah, I do now.
Yeah.
Really? You didn't know? Oh, wow. It's... Randy Newman has like a quality to his stuff. You hear a Randy Newman song and you're like, that's a Randy Newman song. You can just, they're fun loving and cutesy and pal aroundy. And Randy Newman, give him his props, peeps, because he's good news.
What this song did for me is want a Big Daddy song in Princess and the Frog.
That would have been great, actually. Yeah. Absolutely. Big Daddy doesn't get enough love.
Why didn't he write John Goodman a song for Princess and the Frog?
You know what? The live action
remake. Could have been about beignets.
I tell you, when they install the animatronic of Big Daddy on the new Splash Mountain, maybe he'll be singing his new track. You never know.
Or when he's like king of Mardi Gras. They should have had a whole parade scene with John Goodman singing a song on his float.
That would have been cool.
That writes itself. Cool. King of Mardi Gras is the name of the song.
Yeah.
Mardi Gras.
Randy, what the heck?
What's up, Randy? Come on now. Okay, we're shooting back up to Mark. This is his very favorite last deep cut Sherman Bros track.
Well, I mean, see, it's not my favorite deep cut because I feel like I already gave a bunch of those on a previous Disney DJ thing where we talked and I kept bringing up the Sherman Brothers and Annette Funicello combo that I do love so very much.
Yeah,
and also Haley Mills. From the Parent Trap. We've discussed that at length as well.
Yep, we did.
So this one is from another Haley Mills movie called Summer Magic.
Ooh.
But Haley Mills doesn't sing this one. It's Burl Ives singing The Ugly Bug Ball.
Yes.
You know this one?
No, I love Burl Ives, though.
Oh, okay. Here it is.
Yeah.
Once a lonely caterpillar sat and cried to a sympathetic beetle by his side. I've got nobody to hug, I'm such an ugly bug. Then a spider and a dragonfly replied, if you're serious and want to win a prize, come along with us to the glorious annual Ugly Bug Ball. Come on, let's crawl, gotta crawl, gotta crawl to the Ugly Bug Ball.
Burl Ives.
I tried to get my high school prom to be called the Ugly Bug Ball. They were not. Student council was not into it. They're not into that. They also weren't into the Pajama Jammy Jam. And I hold firm that I was right about that.
You were definitely right about it. Yeah.
Have I never told you this story about how I was visiting my aunt in California for the summer, and somebody was standing on a street corner handing out free tickets to the test screening of a new movie that obviously had not come out yet. And I was like, well, what's the movie? And the guy said, House Party 2 starring Kid and Play. And I went, excuse me, what? We are absolutely going to that. And I made my aunt bring me to this movie that was unfinished. A bunch of the sound was not in the movie yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched this. And obviously the premise of House Party 2, starring Kid and Play, was that they throw a pajama jammy jam.
Yep.
And so I went, oh, I'm in. This is it. I'm way ahead of the curve. This movie's not out yet. So come September, I went to student council and I said, here's the deal. We gotta throw a pajama jammy jam. And everybody looked at me like I had grown an extra head and I myself was the ugly bug ball. Get out of this office. You're dumb. You don't know what you're talking about. That's the stupidest idea we've ever heard. Cut to like around the spring. So like Christmas break has happened. And that's, I think, when House Party 2 came out. And now, oh, people are showing up to school in their pajamas and it's this whole thing. And I was like, haha, we could have been ahead of the curve. But no, none of you listen to me. And now look at us. We're a bunch of follow fashions. We could have been ahead of this. Could have gotten ahead of it. Nobody listened.
I can't believe your school.
Those jerks.
Yeah, they were A, jerks. But B, also, like, how is everybody so influenced by House Party 2? That was the movie that took your high school by storm?
Yeah, of course. It was like, there was Kid and Play at the time.
Okay.
What the heck, man?
I mean, I liked it, but I don't remember like kids being like, yo, man.
Yeah, you went to an all boys school. You're not showing up in your pajamas in that. No. I went to a school that the boy to girl ratio or the girl to boy ratio was 4-1. Oh, okay. So
like, pajamas were exciting.
Pajamas were the time.
Dude, I wore a blazer and a tie, man, and gray slacks.
Yeah, because you had to wear a uniform. I also had. We also wore uniforms. We wore uniforms at my school, too, except it wasn't an all-boys school.
Nope.
Which would have been maybe I could see how that wouldn't have.
Fellas, it's Bondo here on the student council meeting. I'm thinking a pajama jammy jam. How do you guys feel about it?
Yeah, the rugby team is beating you up. I know that rugby team.
Yeah,
they beat me up a couple times. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Off the champions, buddy. All right. Well, I love that track. Every time I hear Burl Ives, I think of Christmas carols. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's like my favorite. He's the best.
That's a wild impersonation.
That's how he's. Oh, no, the mistletoe's hung where
he
you
doesn't
can
have teeth.
See.
What's happening?
I gave him teeth. Kiss our girl.
You're like singing like this.
No, he's like, have a holly jolly Christmas. Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas. Who's here? He's just like, I got a twang to him. It's a little off. You know, it's not polished. It's just so much personality. It wasn't Burl Ives and all those
Rankin Bass.
Thank you, the Rankin Bass. He was the snowman or the narrator. Mm-hmm. Ugh, Burl Ives. Yes. Okay, we're cruising. Miriam, your last and final Alan Menken track. Come on, I'm waiting on your favorite.
It's
Little
from
Mermaid.
The best Disney movie ever made, The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, here it is.
And it is 1989, because there's soon to be a new one, but they're going to be using Alan Menken songs. Anyway, it is Poor Unfortunate Souls, the greatest song, greatest villain song ever written, and best song in the movie.
My dear sweet child, that's what I do. It's what I live for, to help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light and made a switch. True? Yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed.
Sing it, Miriam.
And here lately, please don't laugh. I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic. Poor, unfortunate souls.
It's so good. She's so mean.
She's the best.
Calling people losers and depressed and pathetic.
An awesome
villain. She's not wrong. She's
awesome.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
No, and she makes child sign away her life and a contract to give her legs.
Yep.
Whole thing. It's a perfect scene.
I'm pumped.
I always thought I would be a Little Mermaid, and the older I get, the more I realize I'm probably more like Ursula, you know? Especially after the pandemic, just like not seeing anyone.
What are you going to do to these children?
I don't know. I don't want any part of that, but I'm like kind of grouchy like her, and I probably have things like this to say about whoever. I don't know.
I love it.
There's a turning point where you become more like the villain, I think, than the princess.
Hey, you know, I mentioned I watched that Alan Menken thing on Rosie O'Donnell, and he was talking about Little Mermaid, the live action, that they're making, I think it's 4 new songs, and he collaborated with Lin-Manuel Miranda. And
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, they're already in the can and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm excited to hear those. Yeah, that's going to be very cool. Speaking of great music, Randy Newman, Disney legend, almost legend.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not, right? I'm really feeling the Randy Newman. He's done so much great stuff. Here's a song that is just it's a punch to your soul. You know what I mean? I mean, if you have feelings in your body, you're going to feel the feelings with this song. Such a beautiful track written by Randy Newman, and it's from Toy Story 2. I think you know it. Here it is.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she loved me.
can't listen to the whole thing. I can't get through it. It's so beautiful. It makes me cry. And this song is a tearjerker, without a doubt.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that, you know who wrote that song? Miriam, say it. Say it. You want to say it. Go ahead.
Was that Alan
Sarah
Lincoln?
McLachlan?
Sarah McLachlan sang it. Who wrote that song?
Sarah McLachlan.
Randy Sarah McLachlan writes her own song, Newman though. Wrote that song, and Sarah McLachlan sang it beautifully, by the way. What a great song.
I'm shocked the ASPCA hasn't used it for an ad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. Yes. Oh, you're so right.
Oh, it's so painful. Oh.
I mean.
Oh, man. How many dogs
would you, happening at some point.
Yeah. How many dogs would you buy if that track was playing in a commercial for
it? So sad.
Oh, I'll take two. Really, the oldest ones you got. Yeah.
All those ones you have.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, bring them over. So now that you've heard a little taste of Randy Newman, would you guys agree that he is an on par Disney legend with some of the greats?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Why not?
Thank you, Mark. Miriam?
Sure. Still on the fence. I need like one more soundtrack.
Hit. We only get three, so.
I mean, Princess and the Frog did boost him way, way up because that is a beautiful soundtrack. But
oh, my God. That's my number two fave. It's amazing.
I think even just the Toy Story song alone, like that is such an epic song. You got a friend in me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such yeah. A, like, even for that song alone, like if Disney wanted to give him an award and call him like, oh, you're a legend because of this one song, mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. It's played in every park, right?
Yeah. And then all four movies have that song in it, I think.
No. Well, then he wrote We Belong Together. I think I think Toy Story 3 was We Belong Together. I think that's the next Newman track.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Story 4, it's Forky song. Something like I'm going to throw away your love or something about trashing your love or something. Right. Oh, here it is. I can't let you throw yourself away. That's from Toy Story 4. Nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 2020. There you go, guys. Every Toy Story jam had a Randy Newman track that was killer. Just killer. And that's just Toy Story. So, legend status achieved. We just had an incredible Disney DJ, but keeping in the spirit of Disney music and composers, I say we keep this party going, take a quick break, and maybe come back. And Mark and Miriam, since you guys seem to know your Sherman Bros and Alan Menken so well, maybe I'll test your lyric skills when we come back with some Alan Menken and some Sherman Brothers Castle Karaoke coming right up after this short break. It's Castle Karaoke time. Don't forget those lyrics. And today, it's the edition of editions. It's the Disney Composer Edition. And woo! Well, there's talking. I'll tune down that. Yes, we're talking about some of our favorite Disney composers of all time. And today we're going to sing some of their tracks. It's going to be fun. It's the Castle Karaoke. And guys, now I'm going to put you to the test. And let's see if you guys know all the lyrics to some of your favorite composers. Mark, you're on Team Sherman Bros. Miriam, Team Alan Menken. Let's kick things off with you, Mark. All right, let's get to singing. Here we go.
Which pet's address is the finest in Paris? Which pets possess the longest pedigree? Which pets get to sleep on velvet mats?
That all sounded like gibberish to me.
Uh-oh.
Could you hear that, Miriam? That sounded that sounded terrible on my end. I don't know what.
Yeah, I could, but maybe play it one more time.
You want it one more time?
Sure. It just sounded like.
That's kind of how it goes.
Like, it sounded like way over modulated. Like it sounded like crunchy.
I'll crank it up.
Which pet's address is the finest in Paris? Which pets possess the longest pedigree? Which pets get to sleep on velvet mats?
Which is the one that you don't touch?
let me check and see if that is correct. Judges, what do you think? Oh, no, that's no good.
Okay. The judges are just your kids. They're pressing any button they want. Come on.
Miriam, do you know this one?
Something, something French, the Aristocats.
I got to give it to you. You're close. It's Naturellement, the Aristocats. 1 point for Miriam. Looking good.
Something, something French is a better lyric. I think you actually outwrote the Sherman Brothers on this one.
It was sung by Maurice Chevalier, who apparently is a big deal, a big French singer.
That's so the problem.
Yeah, maybe you're having a hard time deciphering some of Maurice Chevalier's.
I just, generally speaking, don't care for the French. is that all right? Is that all right to say?
No, you got an axe for that. How dare you?
I'm joking. I'm obviously joking.
All right, we're going over to Miriam.
I swear, if you do something silly like that Compass song...
Compass, so compass time.
It's going to be the Compass song over and over and over again. That's what this game is. Just the Compass song.
Okay, hey, Miriam, here's your track. You know it, you love it. Here we go.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherazade had 1,000 tales. But Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. It's heavy ammunition in your camp.
You know who and how. All you gotta do is rub that lamp.
You skipped the whole line. You're like, I don't know that line. Mark, do you know this?
Yes, you got some punch, pizzazz, Yahoo, and how. All you gotta do is rub that lamp, and yes. I'll say,
yes, sir. It's a point Aladdin, for Mark. Sir. Yes, excellent. Let me skip the line.
Sweet Robin Williams.
Oh, sweet, sweet, sweet Robin Williams. All right, Mark, we're going back to you. It's some more Sherman Bros. Feel those Sherman Bros vibes and sing the lyrics to this song.
Tuppence for paper and strings. You can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight.
With your hand holding tight to the string of a kite.
Yes, sir. Sing along.
Fist holding tight.
Yeah, I still give it to you, buddy. That's good.
If something, something French gets me a point.
Yes. Giving it to Mark. Well done, Mark. Excellent. You know your Sherman Bros. Miriam, heading back over to you. Let's see if you know this one. I don't know if this is an easy one, but I feel like you know this. So away we go.
How do I know he loves me? How do I know he's mine? Well, does he leave a little note to tell you you are on his mind? Send you yellow flowers when the sky is gray. Hey.
Mark, do you know the song at all?
No clue. No, zero idea.
Okay. Gray.
You'll find a new way to show you a little bit every day.
That's how you know. Yeah, you don't know. So there you go. How do you know that she loves her?
I feel like Patrick Dempsey in that scene. Does everybody know this song? Have you guys practiced?
What do you feel about that song? I'm not in love with the music in this movie.
No.
Yeah. Same. Not one of my favorite Mankins, but made our list. Okay, Mark, heading back over to you. Some more Sherman Bros. Do you know the lyric to this bad boy? And away we go.
Chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
You're my very best friend. Chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
I gotta give it to, no.
I mean, come on. I mean, like, roll the dice. Odds are the next lyric is gonna be bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, right?
Well, it's the friend line that I'm trying to get, but you just got friend. That was the only part. Miriam, do you know this one?
I've never seen this movie.
Oh, well, the lyric goes like this.
Our fine four-fendered friend.
Our fine four-fendered friend.
And what did I say?
Yeah, something, something, friend. You didn't say fine. You didn't even say it was a car.
But what's the lyric after that? Is it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah, it is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but you didn't get the one I wanted.
I think I should get some points.
You want a half point for saying Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
I think I...
After they said Chitty Chitty Bang Bang 9 times, you want that half a point?
Well, if they said it 9 times, I think I should get 9 points. I think that's how this should work.
It is brutal. I'm giving you nothing. You get this. Well, let me check with the judges. And again, yeah, the judges are rough.
Your kids pressing any button. They want, let's be honest.
Okay, Miriam, we're going back over to you. Some more Alan Menken. I know you love this movie because I do too. Here we go.
Something about a flash of his pecs.
I mean, you skipped a lot. You skipped a lot.
Something about a flash of his pecs. Oh, boy.
Mark, you got this one?
We're still thinking about Bucky Barnes here, aren't we? Is that what's going on? Yeah. No,
you're always, always thinking about Bucky Barnes.
This is from Hercules, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I liked Hercules more than I thought I would because it sort of came at a place in my life where I was like, I think I don't like these movies anymore. And then it was good. It was like, oh, no, I really like that. But I don't remember this lyric is the short version of that answer.
Well, it goes like this. And this perfect pack is packed a pair
of pretty packs. You picked the weirdest part of the song.
That's
perfect
it's the
package.
Fun.
I mean, and they're singing about a perfect package.
Packed a pair of pretty pecs.
On, and what did Miriam say?
Something, something, something pecs.
I don't know.
I think I said pretty pecs.
Tell you what, here's what I'll do. I'm going to give you nothing, Miriam, because I gave Mark nothing for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Well, I think this is even Steven, if you ask me.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Chitty Chitty Bang Bang should get 9 points.
Nope. You made me say pecs, so I should also get 9 points.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, we're going back over to you. This is some Sherman Bros. You got to know this one, man. You got to, got to. Here we go. It's a tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki, 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 tiki room. Our show is delightful. We hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, you're going to end up on the lady's hat. I'll take it. You're going to wind up on a lady's hat. And Mark, nice work, buddy. A big old point for Mark.
Olay, olay, it's showtime.
Swing it back.
I think it's showtime.
You're right.
I'm so sorry. It is showtime.
My apologies.
Okay, Miriam, you definitely know this one. Definitely, definitely, definitely.
The fluke is the Duke of Soul.
Yeah. Amazing. That's right, Miriam. The fluke is the Duke of Soul. Great job. I didn't know it was the fluke, what a fluke was, for a long time.
Type of fish.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, what's a fluke? Yeah, you learn something every day. Okay, back to Mark. Mark, I got one for you. I think
my favorite one out of all of those is the trout rocking out.
Trout rocking out?
The trout rocking out. It's like, yeah, right on, trout.
Facebook.
Sick.
Sick.
I don't know if I have a favorite. I like the... The carp play the harp. Like, carp is a garbage fish. So I think it's like the worst fish.
Have you ever eaten a carp? Too many bones.
It's really gross. It's just the worst fish ever to eat.
Too many bones.
Yeah. I dated a German girl for a while and we ate carp on Christmas Eve. It was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I smuggled in a filet of fish or something. She let me, I don't know. I was in high school. I was able to not eat it. She was very
nice. I was
nice.
Able to not eat it.
Yeah.
I went to his girlfriend's house for her parents lovingly prepared you a dish from their, traditional dish from their culture.
Yeah.
And you went, I got this filet of fish under the table. I'm gonna slip under the table here and make out with this filet of fish for a minute.
Yeah.
To be fair, it didn't pan out. So maybe that was why. Maybe I should have ate the carp. Anyway.
That's a euphemism we don't need on this show.
All right, we're swinging back over to you, Mark. This is your last one. This is some more Sherman Bros.
Okay.
I think you're gonna know this one.
A donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and Little Roo. There's Rabbit and Piglet, and there's Owl, but most of all, Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Winnie the Pooh.
Woo!
Winnie the Pooh.
I zoned right out. something all stuffed with fluff.
Ooh, give me the front of it.
All stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh.
It's the front part. Winnie that's the tricky part, though. Everyone knows stuffed with fluff. What's the beginning part?
I don't remember right now.
Miriam, do you know it?
Chubby little cubby, all stuffed with fluffies.
I'll give it to you. It's tubby little cubby, but I'm giving it to Miriam. Miriam gets
tubby
it.
Tubby little cubby. You're right.
Tubby nice. Little good cubby, call. All stuffed with good fluff. Call. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a good one.
I was really hoping you were going to stop it right before...
Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh, yeah.
No. Miriam, let's wrap this up. This is the last one for you. Another Alan Menken jam. And unfortunately, it's one you got to know because it's one you mentioned and played for us.
Unfortunately.
I was about to say, why is it unfortunately?
Well, because...
Is it Four Unfortunate Souls?
Nope, it's this one.
Oh.
Second time in the podcast.
All those days watching from the windows, all those years outside looking in, all that time never even knowing just how blind I've been. Now I'm here blinking in the starlight. Now I'm here suddenly.
I'm where I'm meant to be, and at last I see the light.
That's right. That's right.
I thought for a second Miriam was just going to do the rest of the song.
I was hoping for that. I was genuinely hoping for that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's clear, obviously, right here that Miriam is winning this round of the Castle Karaoke. Don't forget the lyric.
Of course.
She wins.
Miriam is the best at all, every time.
All the things.
You gave me the Winnie the Pooh one.
Smushing the competition. No, I genuinely was in my own head thinking that would have been really funny if you just stopped it right before Winnie the Pooh. And then I forgot where he stopped it. And then I just couldn't remember.
All right, friends. Well, that was a super fun time. Hopefully you sang along. And if you beat us, let us know. We want to know. We'd love you to come on and compete in the Castle Karaoke Jam. Don't forget the lyric. Hit us up anytime. What's up at WeLikeThemeParks.com. But before we wrap up today's show, some very, very big news. March Madness and Snacks has been running for a month. It's been super fun. It's been super popular. And the giveaways that we've been doing are not stopping. We have another giveaway. So the giveaways are happening and the giveaway is dropping this Thursday. So you're listening to this on a Monday, this Thursday coming, boom, jump in, Giveaway City. And this week's giveaway package is from Waltimore and Mick. These guys are awesome. It's a Disney style boutique, a lot of amazing clothes, sweatshirts, t-shirts, you name it, they got it. You definitely got to check them out at waltimoreandmick.com or on their Instagram at waltimoreandmick. They have an amazing prize package for us. Miriam, what are some of the cool things that we're going to be getting for Waltimore and Mick to give away on March Madness the Snacks?
So Waltimore and Mick has put together a $50 store voucher. So anything you want off of their site, you can have.
It's just straight up cash money. I like it.
Yep. And he's got a lot of cute stuff. He has a whole Britney Spears ex Disney line that I like. He has a Taylor Swift meets Disney, Schitt's Creek in Disney. He has it's very fun pop culture and Disney themed clothes.
Just check out their Insta, man. They got everything. Guys, ladies, you name it. They got something for everybody. I got a shirt I'm looking at. It says nom nom for us. Like any shirt that says nom nom makes me laugh. So much fun stuff and some stylish wares too. It's not all just jokes or some really great styles. Really love these guys' work. $50, straight up $50. Amazing.
Yeah.
Don't you dare miss it. That's happening this Thursday right here at the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Check us out on our Instagram at We Like Theme Parks. All right. Well, hey, that was a show. I hope you felt the magic of the music. So many amazing Disney composers, and you got to hear Miriam and Mark sing them. I mean, beautiful stuff. Guys, what a day. I love music. All right, let's wrap this bad boy up. So thanks so much for tuning in, friends. If you had a good time, come on, do a review, rate, subscribe, all that fun stuff. It's really nice and it really helps us out. If you just want to say hey, hit us up at whatsupatwelikethemeparks.com. You can always find us on Instagram at @welikethemeparks. And finally, you can find us on the Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 noon on Sundays. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by our Disney legend, Mike Treblecock. You can check him out at
RandyNewmanMusic.com.
Well, for Miriam and Mark, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. See you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And we like
Randy theme Newman.
Parks. Yeah, and Randy Newman. Faux show.
Bye.
Podcast.